I'm Tom Rowe with the local news about radio waves for Saturday, May 7th, 2016. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Lana Medlock has this first report.
May 5th on All Together Now on WGXC, Congressman Chris Gibson, Republican from Kinderhook, said he was disappointed in the expansion of rural broadband in the WGXC listening area. The retiring congressman explained to the Columbia Paper's Perry Teasdale what he's been working on in Columbia County on the issue.
Columbia County, we are trying hard to build out in our county, and yet only 4% of the county was eligible for the state money. So what we did here is we held a meeting and we brought in experts of a federal program called E-Rate. E-Rate is a subsidy program for schools and libraries and public safety entities.
Right.
And so, and myself and
that's been around for a while.
Yes, yeah. But we've actually improved it. Jared Polis and I, he's a Democratic member from Colorado. We wrote to the FCC, very pleased. Again, Mr. Wheeler has been pretty responsive. When I've written to him, I've always get a response, and he always listens and thinks through. And so he actually changed the rules for E-Rate, and now we can actually get a better reimbursement here. Mm-hmm. And so that's a strategy that we're going to use to build out the backbone, if you will, for Columbia County.
And is it going to be stringing copper wires or going to be over the air?
No, it's fiber.
It's fiber. So it's still one technology that we're looking at, not a mix of technologies?
We're doing with E-Rate is fiber. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you're in the marketplace, there is variegation. Because a lot of our constituents here in Columbia County, of course, have Fairpoint. Fairpoint is going over copper wire, the DSL, and those that some have Time Warner, and they do have the fiber in some cases. And then, of course, Verizon has lately been moving to the 4G. They've been going to the wireless. So it is variegated in the marketplace, but as far as what the federal program, we're still trying to lay out fiber. I believe that when you look at all factors, including how temperamental that DSL is, and even 4G can be, particularly given some of our August days and what it looks like with bringing thunderstorms on and everything else. And we have benefited. If you look at Columbia County, I mean, the things that we are generally really strong at are agriculture and tourism. And what we also have seen is we've seen a growth. Look, we're talking in Hudson here, and you can look at Warren Street, and you see how much antiques have made a comeback. And so we have a fair number of folks who have moved up here, at least part-time, from New York City. And this is an issue. We can actually get more growth in the county, and the growth that the kind that we like, more investment in the county, if we can get more broadband.
In March, the Lexington Broadband Initiative did not win a state grant to bring better internet access to the mountainous Greene County town. But the group that wants to partner with the Margaretville Telephone Company to connect 90% of the town for an estimated $3 million will apply in Round 2 grant rollout they hope to see this summer. To bring broadband to Lexington. So the group has recorded a second song, Second Round Woes, with residents of Lexington, Margaretville, East Jewett, and Ashland to convince officials to help bring rural Greene County faster internet service. Glenda Lawton sings a solo and Jen Cowan plays piano on the song. The lyrics are on the WGXC newsroom. WGXC has several programming changes. Latino America has returned the second and fourth Sundays of the month from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., hosted by Juan Sanchez. The Friday Night Vibes session takes over the Cupid Rocks show on the second and fourth Fridays of the month from 9:30 p.m. to midnight, playing high-energy dance music from Hudson resident Shivar Thomas. The Nearest Faraway Place begins the fifth Sunday of the month from 6 to 8 p.m., playing lesser-known indie folk, country, and rock songs hosted by Pat Lennon and Chris Hayes. Off the Rails debuted this week, the first Monday of the month from 7 to 9:30 p.m., playing eclectic music from Charlie and Mara Ostrowski. And Ken Landon from Crossroads Brewery in Athens is doing a prog rock quarterly show the fifth Monday of the month from 7 to 9:30 p.m. All Together Now expands on the WGXC news with local news now from 6 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday on WGXC. And the Barbershop Talk Show is currently on hiatus.